This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Mother, there's too many of you to cry.
Welcome back. A little medical humor right off the bat. This gentleman texting in, 314. I had a bad medical experience this morning. I got my first colonoscopy. As the male nurse administered the sedation medicine, he said, "Don't be embarrassed. It's normal to get an erection during the procedure."
What?
I said, "But I don't have an erection." He said, "But I do."
Oh.
That's got to be up. Good. What did I walk into here?
That's 100% McKenna.
That's got Brian McKenna. Maybe Bill McDermott after hours material.
Yes. Brian was at the party. Brian McKenna was at the party on Saturday night. Yeah, I think you'd probably just missed him.
Quite the party.
Yes.
Unique, I would say. And people have... I sent a picture to Deb Dendler, who has worked with Ozzie Smith, friends... For years. And I said, there appears to be a present here for Ozzy, because it was a particular bottle that was covered up, and it said, "This is for Ozzy Smith. If you are not Ozzy Smith, please leave it the bleep alone."
It was a vodka or a...
I think it's a cognac or something, a real pricey deal. And then Deborah Beck said, "Tell me about this, Randy." And I said, "Unique. Unique is all I can tell you." It was a good time. Good to be with everybody. I got off the shuttle, and I was arriving just as Chuck was leaving.
Chuck,
I don't know if that
Marlo.
Was. Chuck Marlo. Chuck
okay,
Tuna
yeah.
was there in
I arrived
full force.
When, yeah, Charlie was there. He, we were, you know, it was kind of cold, and there were two women kind of scantily clad, and Charlie had his date, who was not scantily clad, and he was a gentleman because we had to wait for this bus to drive us, and he said, "Here, you can get in my Porsche and stay warm." So... He had two blondes in his Porsche. He wasn't with them.
Now, was he dating Bob Wilson's ex? Is that what he's doing?
By the way, in terms of really feminine drinks, we were at a Christmas party last night. I was served a caramel martini, and it was just out of sight. It was really tasty. That's pretty feminine, I imagine.
Is that because
right?
they didn't have beer available? Or?
Well, we went to the wine later on, but...
Frank, sorry, I did a shot right after
that. Yeah.
I don't know about I think a chocolate martini, caramel, I think that's okay because it falls into sort of the dessert range. It's not as bad as the drinks Frank usually has with umbrellas in
that's
them.
That's right.
That's a different vibe altogether.
Have you been to Bailey's at all? The chocolate bar in...
Lafayette Square?
Lafayette Square.
Well, I bet they serve a good chocolate martini.
I bet they do, yes.
Wow.
No, they do. They have great after-dinner drinks, also great desserts. That should be on Frank's food pick. This time of year, that'd be a good food
Absolutely.
Pick.
Absolutely. Good call.
Are you taking a little holiday break for the food picks?
We are. Or? We're taking a couple of weeks here. Mainly because my editor, who does such a great job, he's off, so I'd rather have him edit.
How does Stasiak feel about
that? He's probably fasting this time of year anyway.
Yes.
It's not a cheat week for Tom. By the way, last week, we should probably begin every Monday with the Carson fashion faux pas, which is usually Dad's fault.
What did you
lose yesterday?
He was wearing the orange at the SLU Oregon State game. On Friday, he and I are running around a little bit, and he throws on this T-shirt, and it's a DeSmet shirt.
Nice.
And he's like, "Dad, I'm not doing this to make you mad." He said, "I just like this shirt." Well, it's some propaganda that was given out at one of their open houses, and he was with his cousin. My sister was running to all these schools, so he ends up with a DeSmet shirt, which is smart by them for these little guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Get him in the gear early. And he really likes the material, so he's wearing that. I'm like, "Oh, who cares? It's fine." We run up to the Schnucks and DePere. Who do I see? Michael Jordan, who is the president of CBC.
Wow.
And I'm like, "Hey, how you doing, Michael? Carson, I'm just grabbing a couple things. We're on the run." He's like, "What is he wearing?" And I said, "What's that?" He goes, "Is that a DeSmet? You're in the CBC Hall of Fame, and your kid has got a DeSmet." Well, he's just...
That's bad.
He said, "You can't find any purple shirts in that house. You can't..." I'm like, of all the people,
man,
I can't
bad.
Think of any other person that would have even cared. John Bomarino would have been like, "Hey, whatever, cute kid, who cares?" Michael Jordan is the biggest proponent of all things CBC, and I show up with a kid wearing a DeSmet shirt.
Now, if Michael Jordan was smart, he'd have a package Federal Express to you of really nice, you know, purple shirts for him to wear.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Yeah, so.
As far as I know, it's on its way right now. And then at that same moment, there's a band playing. You know, the DePere Schnucks often has music going.
Yes.
They were playing some Christmas music. Well, earlier, while running errands, I got some money out of the ATM. And Carson said, Dad, I want to hold on to some money. So I gave him a $20 bill. And he's just playing with it, doing like origami. He's just folding it. All, like an hour later, I said, you still got that 20? I'm a little nervous now about it. You still got that 20? He's like, oh, yeah. We walk into the Schnucks. He goes, hey, Dad, I got rid of that 20. And I said, what?
Got rid of it.
He said, over there at the band, they have a thing for tips. So I just threw it in there. I said, you gave the band $20? He said, what? Isn't that what it's for?
Did you go back in and get it?
No.
So this then, is not for you.
So then he was like, but Dad, it's the nice thing to do. And I said, right, but there's parameters on nice. And, you know, the band, you know, 5 is plenty nice. And 10 is extremely nice.
You're raising Jack Buck at age 8.
I said, 20, you sort of bordered into absurd, okay?
And wow.
So then he said, but was it my 20 or was it yours? Because I feel like you gave it to me. And now we're having a great debate.
Wow.
That was pretty witty. I like that kid.
So he's debating me over it. I said, well, that
sounds like Bob Ramsey. Whose money was it?
Sounds like he's going to DeSmet and he's paying for it, okay?
That's right. Oh, speaking of money, by the way, last night I was in a very nice neighborhood for a Christmas party. Wallet stolen right out of the car.
Are you serious?
Unbelievable.
Really? Now, did they have valet or did you just park on the street?
Parked in the Circle Drive in a very nice neighborhood.
And just left the wallet somewhere
in the
car?
Yeah, well, it was in the glove box.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this time of year, I'm sure that the thieves are opportunistic, and if they see a neighborhood with a bunch of cars, they know.
But why would you break into a Pinto like mine? It's just,
well, especially with your police badge on the front dash.
Boy, you're right.
That's pretty brazen.
Yeah.
They better hope that Lieutenant Cusimano doesn't track them down. That special badge he has just for parking.
In fact, that was the first question Monique asked afterwards. Well, did they get the badge?
All right, let's do 5 for Frank. It's brought to you by Greenville University. Greenville.edu.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are Joel Quenneville. According to Strickland, you're in Colorado skiing, maybe drinking scotch by the fireplace. What's the percentage you want to get back to work right now?
None. I'm getting paid. Why can't I enjoy for the first winter of my lifetime, you know, of doing nothing and no commitments, no interviews, no coaching practices early in the morning, no losing sleep? None. I wait and take the Blues job in the summer.
How about that storyline yesterday? So it comes out he's getting the Flyers job. What's the percentage of Blues fans that were mortified, heartbroken? You think like 100%?
Because when you think about it, this thing is so bad right now. And I'm not saying it's over because there's still 60% of the season left. But it's so bad right now that your only hope is like you kind of – a lot of Blues fans are thinking. I bet more than half of them are thinking, well, you know what? This is going to be a wasted year. Off season, though, we're going to bring in this Stanley Cup winning coach. And things are going to be okay. And now you hear that news. Wow.
And the report out of Philly – and the guy appears to be the Flyers beat reporter. I'm sure he had good sources. Now, are they going to fire the guy that's there? That's probably possible. Maybe his sources said the plan is to get Quenneville. Strickland says Quenneville has told him he has had no contact with Philly at all. So I don't know how this got so wrong. Now, the guy on Twitter, I looked today just to see if he had to walk it back at all. And we've all been out there with things that are true, but then maybe things shift a little bit so you look bad when really you had something decent. He's now tweeting about who's in goal tonight or who they're calling up. I don't think you can move on yet when you said they're firing this coach and they're hiring Joel Quenneville. That's a huge story.
Yeah.
And right now he's tweeting about the backup goalie getting called up to play in the game tomorrow. And by the way, Strickland was getting quoted. They were saying, according to Fox Sports Midwest.
But that's Andy.
Which is Andy. And then the Sun Times, other Chicago papers are saying, we reached out for comment. Joel Quenneville hasn't responded. How about Strick being in the middle of that huge story?
It's good.
And I hope that he's right, that Q has no interest right now in getting back to work. Would you?
God, going back to Philadelphia, too.
Of all places, and they're terrible. At least the St. Louis thing, you've got some history here. You've got friends in this town.
And despite what people say, you do have 3 or 4 really good players.
Right. There's some pieces there.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it right now. It's almost Christmas. You're going to get on a plane. You're going to go to Philly and start playing games in the Eastern Conference when you're getting paid to sit at the fireplace in Colorado. I've never been so happy about a story being incorrect. And if you're Doug Armstrong and Tom Stillman, what are you going to sell this summer?
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are locked up. I mean, that's your only move. All right, number two. You are Ken Hitchcock. You're 9-2-2 since taking over the Oilers. Are you doing anything different? Are you the same guy, albeit skinnier?
Yeah. No, I'm not. And I'm putting a heavy accent on shots allowed, emphasizing, you know, the defense. And then it helps that I have maybe the most talented player in the world on my team.
And how much are you loving life now? Because everybody said the Blues basically told him he was retiring. A couple of years ago, they gave him 1 year, and then Mike Yeo would. That was the weirdest deal, that arranged marriage.
And I'm sure, you know, the Blues, because he had not been hired yet by Edmonton, although Edmonton had probably been talking to him, they had a chance in this latest move to hire Ken Hitchcock.
Didn't Army actually say when they introduced Berube, I told Edmonton, if you don't hire him, I will.
Did he say that?
I thought he said that at the press conference, and people were thinking, well, maybe
you should have.
Maybe you should.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about the Philly deal. If for some reason,
did he say that to the Flyers too?
If you don't hire him, I will. The optics on that, if he did go to Philly and you look like you're asleep at the wheel. I think Strick said the interest level from the Blues on a scale of 1 to 10 would be about an 11. All right, number three. Who's the best football team in Los Angeles, Frank?
Chargers. Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially right now.
You know, all those, remember the amount of attention they received for signing the cornerbacks and signing Ndamukong Suh? They're not any good. The corners have not played well, and Sue's been average. That defense is really mediocre. And now all of a sudden, Jared Goff he's lost his swagger and his mojo. Gosh, that was one of the worst plays I've ever seen. Did you see that play last night?
Yes.
And my goodness.
And I was thinking back to when they had him, and it was, you know, Fisher's the coach, and they wasted this first. Didn't it bring back those memories of this guy who looked like a terrible player? And it was two straight Sunday nights where the Rams, the glorified Rams of Los Angeles, were in prime time on Channel 5. Yeah. Nicely done. Because it was the Bears last week, Eagles this week. They look like a team that's not ready for prime time.
So hopefully on Super Bowl Sunday on Channel 5, we won't be seeing Stan Kroenke get the statue.
And how quickly
the trophy.
How quickly do they show him wearing his sunglasses inside? Do you see Demoff? It's always like a 3, 2, when he was walking.
Oh, yeah.
You see Smithers within 2 to 3 seconds every time. It's uncanny. All right, number four, Dexter Fowler and the fan base. Can it be repaired? A lot of stuff this weekend. The Derek Gould piece, Dexter opening up, saying that he was really depressed last year. And I think it wasn't just like a phrase, oh, I was depressed. I think he's being serious about, you know, battling with it a little bit. And then
absolutely. And I think this is, although he's not paying Derek to be his public relations person, but to kind of change the narrative from a guy who just played bad and was hurt to a guy that was maybe clinically depressed, that changes everything. And him now showing up at the winter warm-up, look, go out and, you know, hit 280 with 18 homers and have an 830 OPS, everything will be fine.
Yeah, and I've seen some people say, too bad, damage is done, the warm-up deal, like he was, and he probably was talked into it, but I think he can hit the reset. I don't know that he's going to be good. I'm not here to sell him as an all-star or that it's a great move. I think as far as a person, if he's willing to admit, you know, it's one thing to say I was sluggish, I didn't play well, but I was depressed last year, to open up about it. I would hope that they can turn the page a little bit because the marriage so far has been awkward maybe at best.
Yes.
I mean, part of it's on him. I think he pouted a little bit, wanted to be a Cub, still loves Chicago. And there were complaints that first year that he was Skyping in the clubhouse with his buddies on the Cubs. And they were like, you know, they're getting paid $16 million to be here. So I think some of it's on him, but let's hope they can hit reset. All right, number five, confidence level. The Billikens win the A-10. I'm a little concerned about, I mean, I think they have a lot of talent, don't you, that... But there's a little bit missing there.
Yeah.
Needing a big shot every once in a while.
Yeah, I'd be a lot more confident if they had this Wiley, this shooter, with them. Because Wiley and Isabel together just, man, gives them that instant scoring. So I'm not sure if Wiley's ever going to be healthy. I still think they can win it because, boy, they defend. I mean, as many mistakes as they made yesterday and as many free throws as they missed yesterday, which probably that's not going to improve much, they still could have beaten an undefeated team at home. They were just on the cusp. So if I had to guess, I'd say 51-49 they win.
And I know you want to pad your tournament resume because the A-10, it's not a given, but they're usually good for two or three bids. Yeah. Don't you think that's fair?
Yep.
That they get two or three bids. So in your non-conference, you know, you beat a Butler. Maybe they're not great, but it's still a name program. You beat Seton Hall on the road. You got Oregon State. Houston's going to be in the tournament. So, I mean, you don't want to. Bob Ramsey kind of got into a back and forth, shockingly, with John Rothstein, who's that national sports college basketball guy. And he was basically saying that they blew it, that that's going to cost them big time when it comes around to a tournament bid.
Which game? The
the Houston game yesterday, saying that they really needed that.
When did Bob have that debate with him?
Just on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday. And
look, they come back and beat Florida State, and they got Butler, Oregon State. That's fine.
And Bob was basically saying it was a good loss. And not that you want to lose, but in terms of your resume, like, it's a respectable loss if you're looking at what you've done all year. And Rothstein's point was, no, either you win some of these games or you don't. And Bob said, but metrics are part of this. Like, if you play a powerful team and you're close. I would agree with Bob on this one, that I think on your resume, it doesn't hurt you that you lost at Houston in a close game. You want to win it. It bolsters your case. But I don't think it kills you to lose at Houston right now.
Absolutely not. The
top 20 team.
Crazy. No.
And I still, it's going to come down to their A-10. If they play great in the conference and go 13-3 or whatever, then they're going to be fine.
And, you know, if they finish, if they're one of the top two teams in the A-10 with what they've done non-conference, that's going to be enough to get it. I don't even think they have to win the tournament. They're one of the top two teams all season long. They'd have a great shot. Now, I will say this, is I'm listening yesterday. I'm watched most of it, but I had to get to Blues postgame. And that moan by Bob on the last second miss by Javon Bess was just unbelievable. It was Bob and Earl, the best broadcast team ever.
And it doesn't take long in any, it's kind of like the Kroenke Smithers rule. Within a few seconds, Kroenke, you'll see Smithers. You listen to Bob, within about 30 seconds, he'll be pissed at an official.
Yeah. And he had a right to be yesterday.
Well, the one call,
the technical foul on Bess, that was a joke.
It still hasn't been explained. And part of that is also knowing Javon Bess.
I mean, who's mild-mannered kid.
Not a hothead. But the one where they called like a blocking foul. I think they call it on Foreman.
Yes.
Where the guy actually ran into his own teammate.
And they called it a travel.
The A-10 or somebody.
Yeah, it should have been a travel.
Yeah, should have. He like bounced off his own guy, fell down, and it was a call against Slew. We were wondering how Rammer did not come out of his seat at that point. And in terms of personality, Rammer and Earl, great together. You think of Bob, pretty high-strung. Pretty intense. And then Earl is just this real laid back.
He's laid back, but he's pretty passionate about Billiken basketball.
Passionate about the Billiken, but you know, I don't see him like storming the court. I see Bob.
Oh yeah.
If the call is really bad, perhaps getting out of his seat.
I think David Solomon. No, let's see. Who showed me a picture yesterday of Bob yesterday in Houston? Did you see it?
No.
Where there's after a bad call, and you can see Bob literally standing up and really upset. Yeah, it's classic.
All right, 5 for Frank every day, brought to you by Greenville University, just up the road, less than an hour from St. Louis, greenville.edu.
All right, a couple of business items. Press Box will be broadcasting live from Hot Shots in Fenton Thursday, December 20th. Anyone who comes to Hot Shots in Fenton on that day and makes a cash or toy donation will receive a coupon for a free Hot Shots appetizer at a, it's a small way of saying thank you. The toy drive will be taking place all day at Hot Shots in Fenton. Donations to benefit Friends of Kids with Cancer. And must-see TV Wednesday night. You'll want to tune in to Channel 5 at 9 o'clock for the Musio Awards presented by Maryville University. This is a national award show that originates in St. Louis, a spectacular celebration of those who embody sportsmanship. And it's, of course, named for Stan the Man Musio. You'll see interviews with Jim Tomei, Ozzie Smith, 99-year-old Sister Jean. When honored a year ago, NASCAR driver Carl Edwards called the Musio Awards the neatest event he's ever attended. Iowa basketball player Jordan Bohannon, one of this year's honorees, said it was one of the coolest things he had the opportunity to do. That's the Musio Awards, presented by Maryville University, Wednesday, 9 o'clock, 5 on your side. We'll be right back.